graduate from?
I was fall of 93, and it was Beta Lambdas when I started. And I graduated in 97.
Was she a little sis?
She was not. This girl did not go to Ball State, but she had a lot of friends in high school that were SAs.
And what's your high school at? What city?
Lawrence North.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Voices of SE, this is Sean, Kelly. What do these gentlemen have to do?
I need your name, your pledge class, and a fun story.
So name and pledge class first.
Steve Smeckens, Alpha Gamma. Fun story would... One of the better ones was probably getting called to the dean's office. I got a call at the house when I was president at 8 o'clock in the morning. The dean wants to see you at 9. And the pledge class was having a cash bar. And he knew about it and told me the ABC Alcoholic Beverage Commission knew about it and wanted to make sure that he knew the president went to jail first. And I said, Dean, there is no cash bar at the SAE house tonight.
Right on. All right. Go ahead.
Hi, Brian Miller. I'm Alpha Theta Pledge class. Funny story. I'm originally from Terre Haute, went to Ball State on an academic scholarship. My first quarter there, I pulled a 1.75. So, needless to say, my parents were real happy about that. But it was fun being that way, getting there, you know.
Okay. So. All right. And then yourself?
Scott Lechner, Alpha Gamma. My funny story is I had to cancel a cash bar last minute when we had a whole bunch of sororities coming because the stupid-ass president we had told us we had to cancel it.
Kind of loops around to the first one. All right, well, what's the reason?
I didn't even go with the story.
What's the reason you guys chose SE on campus compared to the other houses? What's something really stood out?
I joined it for sports. In a dorm, my freshman year dorm, it was kind of like I wanted to get active in sports, participate in sports, so I figured joining a frat house would be a good way to get active more in sports and so forth.
Okay.
I think the diversity for me, there was all kinds. You had the jocks, you had the stoners, you had the drinkers, you had everybody. They were pretty diverse.
Okay.
I was a Muncie resident growing up, and so it gave me a chance to not have to live in a dorm but still get the aspects, social aspects of not living at home, you know, being around. The only time I lived in the house was when I was president.
Gotcha.
I mean, I never wanted to do it then, but it wasn't my type of living that I would have done otherwise. So I spent my 6 months in there, and that was it.
Okay. Any road trip stories?
Oh, yeah. Northwestern. We all went to Northwestern, our pledge class, and the Northwestern guys all weren't too excited about us being there, so they all took off on a skiing trip and just gave the house to us. And I still have pictures of all of us dressed up in the house bombs outfits and stuff. Who busted their head open? I forget. But now I still have a bunch of...
The hospital and he had like bandages on his head. So we go into a strip joint on Rush Street, and they're like, is your friend Jewish?
Let's keep this clean over here. So we all dressed up in the house mom's clothes, and we had to run to the house in Chicago, and Lake Michigan was frozen over. So we were on Lake Michigan actually as dumb butts, but we were out there on Lake Michigan walking around on the frozen lake and stuff. That was
okay. All right, well, you guys kill it. They're almost out of your way, and voicesofse.com is where it's going to be. And we're going to hit you up for life interviews later.